terrific winner yesterday with Don't Tease Me. He's been good enough to join us from Muswellbrook. Stephen, good morning and congratulations. You weren't there yesterday, but I dare say you were cheering Don't Tease Me home.
I certainly was, Ray. I was riding the lounge chair pretty hard, actually.
Steve, instructions to jockeys. What did the stable say to Rachel, or did she just take that on her own after he pinged the gate so well that you just thought, right, you're out in front, keep it rolling?
Yeah, but the instructions were to naturally, we thought the horse would definitely lead, and we just sort of left it with Rachel how she rated the horse, and with the light weight, he just ran along so well and got the others off the bit, and she just rated the horse so well.
You don't often see it, do you, Steve, in an open age sprint in a Sydney Saturday meeting when over 1,100 metres a horse getting out by 4, 5, possibly even 6 lengths lead mid-race. But what you just said was the key. Rachel let that horse do it pretty much under his own steam, Steve.
She did. She just worked it out perfectly, really. She kept the horse very well balanced, and she didn't go for the horse till she absolutely... Yeah. He had to, and he was able to, give a good kick to be able to hold off the second horse coming at him through the way she rated him.
Mm. What next for Don't Tease Me?
Good question. He's probably he'll probably have to go back down to a similar sort of race to Saturday. He's probably his days in the country at the moment are probably finished because he's just getting weighted too highly. We'll have to sit down, I guess, and probably look for a similar race to that one if we can find it.
Yeah, no, he's going great guns. And Steve, it'd be remiss of me not to ask you how you're going, and everyone in racing knows you've had your battles with cancer over the last 4 or 5 years. But as your dad said yesterday, you're back riding track work, Steve.
Yeah, I'm back doing a little bit. And I went to the doctor last week, actually, and I got the all clear.
Terrific.
Been 3 years now, so he was quite happy with me, and everything seems to be going along well, thank God.
Terrific.
it has been a long road.
Yeah. What type of cancer was it, Steve, if you don't mind me asking? And what was the treatment? I think it's sad to say, but I think nearly everyone has had someone in their life that's received treatment for cancer, which is, it's a terrible thing to say, but that's probably a fact of it.
Oh, exactly. Mine was actually testicular cancer, which is more common than you think in young people between the age of 18 to 40. And I actually had to have quite a lot of chemotherapy, which... Yeah. At the time, it would get rid of it, and then 3 months later, the cancer would come back, unfortunately, and it got to the point where the doctors said, we've got to try something different, and I was given what they call stem cell therapy.
Oh, yeah.
And that seems to have done the trick, but it was I went through quite a lot of... quite a lot of other chemotherapy beforehand, and the stem cells seem to stop it from returning.
It's great news.
Absolutely.
That you're doing well. We Don't Tease Me, Steve. I guess he's pretty hard to place now in the bush, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Ray. He was getting to that point even before yesterday. Yeah. He's sort of carrying these big weights in these, good bush sprint races, and... it's only a little horse, and we know he's a lot better horse when he gets down in the weights, as you've seen yesterday.
He would have loved carrying 50 and a half, wouldn't he?
Oh, he wouldn't have known himself. He's never carried that weight in his life, and I think one day when he won at Doomben on a Saturday, he carried, I think, 53 with Alana Fancourt that day, and he went the same. He just kept going all the way, and unfortunately, he probably won't race in the bush again for a while due to these this problem, but I suppose it's a good problem to have.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. So he won't be running up at Muswellbrook, what is it, two Fridays' time. And
we're
heading up
for
there
a tip,
for the Muswellbrook Cup too. I'll be looking for a tip there, Steve, for sure. Now, Raymond, are you coming up too?
I can't do that. I'll talk about it off air.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. But anyway,
no,
Steve.
There are good reasons why.
Oh, right, okay.
I just can't think well at the moment.
Hey, Steve, congratulations on yesterday. Fantastic. Really exciting win too from the horse, Don't Tease Me. And appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
Nah, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Steve Gleeson. As you remember, we want a tip for Muswellbrook when we go up there in a couple of Fridays.
Steve
time.
In from Trackwork.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.